Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. This is Michael, certified credit repair specialist. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning, Dwight. Michael. I have Dwight Lomax on the line with me, and he's interested in credit repair and pre-qualified for your program. So I'll let you take over the call from here, and he will take excellent care of you, Dwight. You can explain your situation to him, okay? Have a good day.
Thank you for the transfer. Hello there, it's Michael, certified credit repair specialist. How are you today?
Pretty good, sir. Woke up
all
this
right.
morning.
That's good to hear. So I understand that you already spoken with the debt specialist. Are you looking for a loan or to consolidate your debt?
Yeah, I'm looking. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I'm kind of in a rut right now.
Okay.
No,
so you. All right. Look. So you're looking for a loan? Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. If possible, you know, I just need to catch. I need to just tighten up on all ends. You know, get to know me.
Okay. Well, to be clear, in this department, we do not give out loans. This is strictly to help you repair your credit. But if you don't mind asking, what is the amount that you need for that loan?
I had said to get normal by $25,000.
Okay.
And last year was a year, and last year, the year before, that took me under.
I see. All right. And are you employed?
Yes, sir. It's kind of like a part-time thing because, you know, we're not working like we used to.
And are you...
I'm retired and working.
Okay, so you said that you're retired. Does that mean that you're under Social Security income, a pension, or both?
Yes, Social Security and a pension, and I work. Now, at this point in my life, I thought I would be sitting back on the porch and taking it easy if I wanted to.
Okay, look, for this program, to get you started on this program, you would have to pay a monthly fee. Every month, you're going to be making a payment with us. Now, if you're under Social Security income, you qualify for a discounted price, and I can get you a discount on the month-to-month fee that you're going to be paying. But you would have to show proof that you're under this benefit, Social Security income. Do you think you can show us any paperwork with your name on it so we can apply that discount for you?
Yeah, I got my Medicare card. You know, you have to be. I'm gonna see a ward letter. Let me see if I got a ward letter. I got my Medicare card in my pocket. Thank you. Let me see here. With that Medicare card, you have to be 65 to get in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm just looking right now.
All right. So, I'm not going to ask you to send that information right away, okay? You'll get a few days eventually to get that information out to us. I just want to make sure you will be able to, so we can lock this discount for you right now, okay? So now, what can you tell me about your credit report? Is there any charge-offs, repossessions, collections? What's on there?
Collect. As a matter of fact, my car is in almost repo thing now. They asking me if I can pay up 5 months ahead or pay it off. You know, I'm getting at that point now with my car. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had a conversation Global Lending. That's $17,000 for that. Oh, $5,000 in taxes with the government. Yeah, my first, everything is happening right now. Going to be starting next month, around the 25th, my first payment, $200. And then I found out that'll have me paying forever. Never will. Probably die on that. And then against my card, my debit card, I've got several loans. I was just trying to do quick fixes and just have wherever I can get cash. Yeah, so I was about $5,000 in that. And so I was some charge offs in that too. So some I just couldn't pay. And I say, man, I think it's a charge off because I stopped getting mail on some of them.
Oh, okay.
And I got a tremendous. I got a tremendous landlord. I'm right at $2,000 behind on my rent. But I've been mostly taking care of that right now. One of the main things, so I got to have somewhere to lay my head.
Okay, so look, what we're going to do next, it's pull your Equifax credit summary and get an updated look at your score and those negative items that you have. This is a soft pull, so it will not damage your credit score. That way we can determine which program is best for you. Okay? So could you go ahead and please provide me with your first name and last name?
Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T, Lomax, L-O-M-A-X. There's about three of us in the United States working for the government. I was Dwight Lomax number two, you know, in the ID department.
Let's go ahead and start with, let's try that one more time, the first name. Can you spell it for me?
D-W-I-G-H-T.
All right, and the last name?
Lomax, L-O-M-A-X.
And go ahead and please provide me with your email address.
Lower letter, Dwight Lomax, same spelling.
Okay, and what else?
58@gmail.com.
And what is your social security number?
429-02-7101.
It's 429-02-7101.
Yes, sir.
And what is your date of birth?
12/20/1953.
And your address, please?
1616 West 15. Street, 15th Street.
And the zip code?
7557. 01.
Okay, so I'm pulling up your credit reports. Can I take a moment here?
Five, isn't five.
Bear with me here, okay? Now, to go ahead and access your credit report, there is some security questions that I need to ask, okay? Now, the first question that I have here for you is, your credit file indicates that you may have an auto loan or an auto lease open up in July 2021, I'm sorry. So did you or did you not open up this account?
Car loan?
Yes.
Yes, 17,000.
Was it through Global Lending Services, Jaguar Credit,
Global
Consumer Lending. Global
yes,
Lending?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And now, the next question. Your credit file indicates that you may have an installment account. This could be a personal loan, an electronic appliance, jewelry, could be anything. Do you have such accounts?
Well, wow, there's several of them.
Okay. Now, is it through Valley National Financial, MFN Financial, National Commerce, or ITT Financial Services?
Yes. What now?
Okay. I have
go where you.
ITT Financial Services, National Commerce, MFN Financial, or Valley National Financial.
So you asked me to pick one? I have several of them. I'm just trying to get money. Peter Paul.
So is it any of these ones?
I don't remember. I mean, I did so much. Wherever I could get some cash from. Valley. Could you go over again and make sure? No. I remember. I was trying to get money anywhere I could get it.
Okay, in which state was your social security number issued?
It started in the state of Arkansas. I'm from Arkansas, right? The state line, right? Chase County, Texas, Chase County, Arkansas. So I went to school and all that in Chase County, Arkansas. So we were in Arkansas at the time.
Okay. All right, so I was able to pull up your credit report and your credit score number right now, according to Equifax. It's a 537, okay? That's what you have right now. So having a credit score, anything below 640, it is considered to be poor. So what you want to do here, you want to work on your credit, and you want to raise this number to at least a 640, because that's what a lender's looking for 640 points, okay? It's a reachable number for you. The reason I'm so confident about this is because we have previously helped clients come to us with a 300 credit score, and we were able to make a difference for them. So if we can help somebody with a 300 credit score, with you being where you at, I mean, you already have a head start here, okay? Look, what we're going to do here regarding that loan, once we get your account activated, I'm going to help you install the Credit Pros app on your phone. Through the Credit Pros app, there will be a section called the Loan Wizard. And on the Loan Wizard, that's where you can submit the application for this loan. Okay? I have to say it, use it wisely, because these lenders, they do anywhere between $1,000 to $100,000. You do not want to get yourself in debt there. Okay? In the meantime, over here, we're going to begin working on your credit repair. Now, to improve your credit, you do qualify for the Prosperity program. And with the Prosperity, we're going to provide you with unlimited disputes. What that means is that we're going to aggressively dispute every single negative item that could be affecting you. Anything that you think that is inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable, and we're going to use the FCRA law to force the deletion of these harmful accounts from your credit report as if they never happened. And we're going to do this with all three credit bureaus, with the TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Okay? Now, because you're under Social Security income, you're going to get access to a special price. This program will usually run for $119 per month. But as of right now, you can take it for a one-time at $99 today. And then once you have submitted proof of your Social Security income, it's going to be only $69 a month. Okay?
Okay. My next money flow will be next week on Tuesday. It's on my job that I'll be working on. I have cash flow next week, Tuesday.
Well, so what are you saying? You're saying that you don't have the funds right now to get started? Is that what it is?
I'm calling you guys. I'm in a bad shape. And my next cash flow is Tuesday. Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Tuesday morning at 12 o'clock. At 1:30. At this moment, it's just one on at 1:30.
Well, if you don't have the full enrollment, and another option that I have for you is that I can go ahead and get you started right now with only $12.95, and I can give you an extension until April the 1st, that's next month, for you to come up with the full payment. It'll be the $119 and then $79 a month after that. So all you would have to worry about paying right now will be $12.95. And you will be having access to the Loan Wizard as soon as today. So
let me see if that much is that. I may have about $12 on this. I'm guessing.
Well, let's give it a try. So we'll see if it works. Okay. What is your card number?
My Social Security card. It's 5332 4805 8804 7565. I don't know if it's $11 or $12 or something. No.
What is the expiration date?
Expiration date is 03/27.
And what is the CVV number on the back of your card?
304.
Now, the billing address for this card, the billing zip code, is it the same as the address, 75501?
Yes, everything, same address and everything.
Okay, so I just have to go over our credit card disclosure, and we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment to be charged today. A standard procedure dictates that the cards resulting in decline will be a subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Give me one moment. I'll let you know if it works. Okay, it's going to take a second here. System is loading. Yeah, it's saying that you have insufficient funds. That's what's going on right now. Okay.
It's about $11 from me. So I had 18, but I got money out twice. So they tried to charge me. They were $18 a third.
Well, you definitely do have a dollar on this card, right? Another thing that I can do as well, it's I can charge a dollar on your card right now. And your next payment will be until April the 1st, and it'll be for the one-time $119 and then $79 a month. So I'm going to go ahead and charge a dollar on your card. Is that okay?
April 1st? Okay, but yes. My next payment on this card here will be the third Wednesday of every month when I get my Social Security card. Third Wednesday. As a matter of fact, I just got it. On the 15th. So on the next day, another call where I will have some money next week.
Oh, you can. I'm gonna go ahead and set it up that way, as I mentioned. And if you happen to need an extension, you can always give us a call back, so we can let you. So we can work with you. So is that okay if I charge a dollar on your card right now? So we can save all your information?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it'll be a dollar today. Next payment, April the 1st. One time, $119, and then $79 a month. Okay? So
you need another call to get that payment on the... you said I can call me the extension.
Yeah, I'll be giving you a direct line number for you to dial. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, sir, right here.
Okay. The number is 973-233-4388.
Hey.
Let me repeat the number. Okay, so we have successfully processed the payment. You should have received a welcome email or a welcome text from the Credit Pros. Can you check it for me, please, Dwight, to see if you received this?
I ain't no wizard with these phones doing something with that. Let me see.
You want to check on your text messages. Text messages, they do arrive.
I'm asked the thing to make the stuff go to the top. Now I'm looking to see if I have anything up here from the email. So I can go off into that. I'm not a wizard with these phones, man.
Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. Take your time.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm not here. I can do email. This first time I've done it, doing something else.
All right.
Let me see. I don't see anything in the email yet.
Not even the text message?
text message. Okay, let me text that. Welcome to Credit Pro. Log in ASP.
Yes.
That's it.
I need you to go ahead and I need you to go ahead and click on that link where it says log in ASAP, okay? Click on the link for me, please. And it's gonna take you to the service of agreement. So everything we talked about is on there. So you can have it on writing. Okay. So you're gonna click next, you're gonna click sign the agreement. Let me know once you get to a screen where it shows your name, your address, your personal information. Let me know when you're there.
My name and email at the bottom. I'm clapping on this link here. Get on this link here. I've never done this before with a phone. I usually had to hang up and do that.
Well, no worries then. Let me go. If you're having difficulties doing this, let me get you connected with a live advisor so we can do the verbal agreement instead, okay? So, congratulations again on joining the Credit Pros. We are excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. I'll be connecting you now to an auto credit advisor, Ace, who's going to verify that I entered all of your information correctly. This will only take a minute or two, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message for the account to be fully set up. So I'm going to need you to stay in the line with me, please. Do not hang up, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.